All right. Ba ba ba, moo moo moo, ha ha ha, hoo hoo hoo, ha la 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 la. Let's do it. And go.
Another edition of the Fallscast, brought to you by the Falls Free Press and beautiful Cauga Falls, Ohio, where today, it doesn't look like it's raining anymore, but I'm sure it still feels kind of chilly outside.
It's yucky. It's a little dreary.
We need the rain. Yeah. We need it so bad.
We need rain, but it feels like Ohio out there really bad today, and not a good news.
Why can't it just rain at night and then be sunny all day? I don't know. Who do I need to write to about that?
Write the mayor. Tag mayor. Write the mayors.
I'll put it on Facebook and tag them.
Potholes, skunks, rain.
You have to make it rain at night.
You have to write it to the God Karen Complaint Department.
Oh, okay. Cool. All right.
Karen Complaint Department?
Yeah.
Oh.
I.e. the trash can.
That circular file.
Yep. Yes.
We're here with some of our favorite Fallscasters, including Stephen and Jennifer Mulay.
Hello.
Howdy doodly doo.
Ooh, nice.
Kathy McMenemy.
Good morning.
And Michael and Suzanne Thurl.
Hello.
Be
and
sure
Bart.
To...
Bart is here. Bart, who didn't introduce himself. I'll introduce you, Bart.
Be sure to check out our website where we've got new articles that are coming up, including a report from this week's city council meeting. They came back after a month's hiatus.
Nice.
Yes. Nice vacation.
Good. It'll be a good read.
Their annual vacation.
Yes.
And keep sending us your feedback. Tell us what you think of this show.
Oh, boy.
No, I don't know.
You sure about that?
I mean, some of our ratings probably tell us that already. But...
I was going to say, you sure about that?
You can email us, again, falls3press@gmail.com. Get a hold of us on Facebook or review us on whatever podcast catcher you use. And finally, remember to vote.
Vote.
Vote like your freedoms depend on it.
Because they do.
Because they're disappearing a little bit, one at a time.
Yep.
Cassie, how is the postcard project going?
Oh, I'm still working on one of them I'm doing for the... postcards to swing states, and then the Crooked River one, we have a meeting coming up, so I'm not sure where that's at, so I was working on them right now.
Ooh. All right, strength to your pen hand.
Yes,
no cramps for you.
So you got to check your registration, go to voteohio.gov. The election's November 8th. The deadline to register is October 11th, and early voting starts October 12th, and absentee by mail voting starts October 12th also.
Okay. And we got the mailers this week. Our family got all of our mailers to apply for an absentee ballot, so you have to fill that out, sign it, send it back in if you want to receive an absentee ballot.
Yes, easy peasy. Come on, let's do it, people.
So how is everybody this week?
Good.
Yep, good.
We're doing fine.
Yeah. Cleaned the garage out yesterday.
Ooh.
Well, it was 2 days ago, I guess.
Yeah, Friday night.
Yeah.
And
it
was
about 4 hours.
Yeah. So we can walk around. It's safe to walk around now in the garage.
Nice.
Took everything out and put it in the driveway, and then we rearranged it, put it all back in, and we had significantly more space, and I didn't throw hardly anything away.
Yeah.
So it basically was just all just trashed.
Yeah, put away your tools and supplies once you use them.
Yeah,
Jen's recommendation for keeping a tidy garage.
I have a lot of fucking tools.
Yeah, too many.
So you have not seen my workbench then.
My workbench still looks terrible, but I just all the big stuff
terrible.
Get away. The little
workbench
stuff,
is round number two.
I have, that's bad.
We rode on the towpath by Beaver Marsh and Zelay's. That's the first time we've ever taken our bikes and ridden down there. It was really fun. It wasn't really crowded. Zelay's was busy. The sweet corn was really tasty. Highly recommend.
It was my new bike's first ride.
Yes, you've got a new bike, so that was
a 29er?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his birthday bike.
Yeah,
Throne Goon.
Throne Goon, yeah.
It's got gold splish-splashy accents
it's
on
nice.
It.
Yeah. Nice.
Splish-splashy accents.
Where did you get it? It's supposed to be an urban assault bike. It's supposed to be designed for streets and the cities and That's you can run it as a fixie brakesless. That doesn't mean anything to you guys, but it basically no free will, and you have to pedal it. And when the bike's rolling, the cranks are always turning and it has no brakes. So in order to stop, you literally just force it
go backwards.
Yep. And you skid the tire.
Oh, the old school way. Old school. You have to like, nice. Yeah. All right. Or you just fall either way.
That's, yeah.
Well, no. I mean,
try not to fall.
I would not recommend fixie bikes unless you're a good bike rider because they're not easy to ride.
Yeah.
Well.
Unless you are like us and old and remember the old bikes that you had to do that and fall through.
The difference is that's a coaster brake. So the bike, you can actually have the pedals normally and not move and the bike will coast, right? You just push backwards to stop it. This, the pedals are always moving. There is no coaster. You cannot stop the pedals from turning.
Yikes.
So, yes, that's how it works.
Well, how do you stop the pedals from turning if you can't?
You just use your force of your body and lock
the brake. So you can stop the pedals from turning with your physics. But
it's different. Coaster brake is different. It's harder to ride this bike.
Okay, gotcha.
There's also, I mean, that...
Well, Steve's an awesome bike rider, so there's the takeaway. He did not fall. Yay!
Where did you get your bike?
Place called Planet BMX in Jacksonville, Florida. I ordered it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
It's a like a boutique, small bike manufacturers made in California.
Okay. All right.
Highly recommend Mike. Riding your bikes on the bike path.
Yeah. Mike likes riding his bike. He has he used to do it. I just need to get one and get out there with him. So
we have like three extra bikes.
Okay. Maybe I'll come steal one of yours.
Are you going to give her a bike?
Well, we could throw it in the bash. You can certainly ride it.
Oh, try it and see. I haven't been on a bike since I was probably a kid.
Oh, geez.
I know.
It's good exercise.
It's really good for your knees too.
Towpath is amazing. There's
it's well tended, pretty flat.
And basically, the surface is nice. You can pretty much ride forever on it. I feel like I could ride over it all day.
I will give it a try. I have not been on one forever, and I've been talking about needing to
doing new experiences.
Yeah. And like it looks fun. So, and I used to love riding my bike as a kid. So.
Yeah, go for it.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. The towpath is nice. We used to ride that all the time. I mean, we would ride from Akron to Winking Lizard. People would come from Cleveland down to Winking Lizard and, have lunch, whatever, and a few beers and a couple of shots and,
Back on the bike.
Sloppy ride back home.
Yeah, sloppy ride, but it was good. It was a good time.
Nice.
Rode to Cleveland a couple of times. It was fun.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
We'll do it again.
Do we?
How about you guys? What you guys do this weekend? Anything fun?
We cleaned out our entire closet. So this must be like, purging feeling season or something. But yeah, we donated like 5 bags of clothes. It's ridiculous. The stuff we accumulated, and
three bags of trash.
And we're just like, why do we keep this stuff? I was telling, you guys that I have stuff that's like a size 8 that I wore like, almost 10 years ago. And I'm like, I'm not a size 8 anymore. I'm not going to get into it. I don't even know if I can get my one calf in that at that point. Yeah. I'm like, just get rid of it. And if I ever get into a size 8, I'm going to go on a shopping spree. So get rid of it. We went and we donated it at Goodwill and it just feels really good. So to be able to clean and have a fresh start and know that everything's in your closet is stuff you actually can wear, fit into, and you like. So
Jennifer does that all the time. She'll purge, but like once or twice a year, you'll purge through your stuff.
Maybe. Yeah. I try to.
Yeah, and I don't ever do that.
Steve is the hoarder, so I purge. I threw one of his old ratty tie-dyes that had even patches on it. It was so ratty. his mom had ironed on patches for him. He had this shirt for so long. 3 times I threw it away. 3 times he got it out of the trash.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's dedicated right there.
That was dedicated, so please do purge.
The regular shirts, if they have holes in them, it's kind of gross, but a tie-dye... I don't have a problem with the holes in a tie-dye because it kind of goes with the theme of the shirt.
I don't think so. holes in shirts don't go.
Well,
holes in jeans go.
For you, can wear whatever you want. And for me, I can wear holy shirts.
I don't want to look. I don't want to have a hobo husband with big holes in his shirt out at the restaurant. So okay, no.
I won't wear it to restaurants. I'll just wear it to partying.
Which includes restaurants and bars and stuff like that. No. Thank you.
You're gonna go on a date.
Carry on.
You don't care what I wear. If I ask you on a date, you're gonna go on a date with me. You'll just complain about my shirt, but you'll still go.
You're going to change your shirt for me when I ask you to. That is all.
I think what she's saying is shut your tie hole.
Yes. Cut your tie hole.
That's
shut your tie hole.
Gosh. Oh, so yeah. Bart, what'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
You know what? I didn't do a whole lot actually.
I worked my butt off doing shopping on Friday, and as a result, I am relaxing all weekend long.
Oh, nice. Awesome! Good for you. Yeah. So you had a good shopping expedition.
I made almost $100.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, that is good. Awesome. Good.
Keep your car for another month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yep. That's good.
What about you, Kathy?
I haven't done really anything yet this weekend. I have two things to go to today, though. Two parties today.
Oh. You're saving up all your energy for today.
Yeah, and then rest tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Tomorrow's Labor Day.
Social calendar is full for the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Into our roundtable, temporary ordinances were assigned to the Planning and Zoning Committee at this week's council meeting, which will lead to the construction of the new school building. The building's going to be located at 2630 13th Street. Temporary Ordinance A88 accepts the Planning Commission's recommendation for the construction, and Ordinance A89 authorizes the mayor to enter into a land swap agreement with the school district. So they're going to swap land that the city owns near Bullock with school property on 6th Street.
To see some movement.
Yeah, it gives them more room for building.
Right.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, there's going to be a groundbreaking ceremony here soon. Does anybody remember the date that they were going to do that?
September 27th, I think, at 7. It's a Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. Man, it's moving along. It feels like nothing happened, and all of a sudden they're... It's just happening. This is not a drill, people. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be exciting to see it built. And, I've seen some drawings on it, and it looks really cool. So, very exciting.
Yeah. Very cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Super looking forward to the new school system. That's probably going to be an amazing thing for this community.
Absolutely. But,
you know, what bothers me about it is all the armchair architects and stuff that just drives me nuts.
I know. Yeah, but you'll always have that. Yeah. So it's still moving forward regardless of those bozos. Right. So see ya.
Yep.
The people who know best are doing the actual work.
I know that, but
correct.
People are convinced of that. They think, I could do it better. I read it on the internet.
Yeah, but we're not going to worry about them because we can't change their minds.
I read an article. Now I can design a house.
I watched a YouTube video.
Now I know all about science.
I want to see the house built purely by watching a YouTube video.
I bet you could actually do it if you have a skill set.
I did watch one where they have a really good skill set.
I already knew what to do, and they showed. That's different.
Yep.
Although I'm kind of curious, I'm trying to look into the ordinance to find out what it was, what the city-owned property was. Was that the ball fields, or what land is getting swapped? Because I knew. At the time, way back when, a couple of years back, they were talking about that, where the ball fields were part of the city, not the school property. So I'm like, are they going to do something with that?
Is this the the one that was next to the new fire station?
Yeah, or next Bullock? To
the... It's right next to Oakwood Cemetery.
Oh, okay. All right. I know
what you're talking about. They're looking at it and saying it may or may not be used for the expansion of the cemetery. Should that happen, they're going to have public meetings and it'll go through council approval and whatnot. But until that actually happens, where if they needed to, it's not going to be an issue.
Hmm. Okay.
So it's like building in wiggle room.
Yeah. And even then, they're waiting because once the 25-26 school year starts, then the old building will have been vacated.
That's right.
So they're voting on these next week, day after Labor Day.
Okay.
The Tuesday. Okay.
Yeah, so I guess this week, actually.
Mm, yeah, technically. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know date.
Okay.
Him dates aren't gooder.
Well, a bit of sad news. Liebert Bazzelli passed away this past Thursday at 97 years old. His wife, Madeline, died a few months back, just prior to him being honored with his diploma.
Yeah, I remember we talked about that. That was so cool. His grandson, I think, right?
Yeah, and then he got the honorary boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a bit sad, you know.
Yeah, but 97 is long. That's a good life.
Yeah.
Next, bring it up a little. A new shop has opened up in the same building as Shelf Life and Magna Wine Boutique. Wild Heart Designs Company sells high quality, creatively designed shirts, drinkware, bags, and more.
Yeah, I saw a posting about that, and it looked really cute, some of her shirts and stuff that she has there.
Yeah.
So.
Have to take a stroll through?
Yeah.
And we'll probably buy something.
I imagine.
That's usually how it works for us, too. We're just going to look.
Yeah. You're going to walk into a store and check it out. Next thing you know, you walk away with, like, a giant bag full of stuff.
Yeah, you're like, what happened?
Can happen.
Man. Cuyahoga Falls Library welcomes a new director this week.
Andrew Horant has managed the North Olmsted and Olmsted Falls Libraries for the past 7 years. And before that, he was a branch manager at Cleveland Public Library and led the Lakewood Public Library's Children Department for 10 years. Oh, he's got a lot of skills there. He has served on the Ohio Library Council's Intellectual Freedom Council and American Library Association's Committee on Professional Ethics. Interim director Jennifer Reynard will remain in her role until October to assist with getting on board.
So starting next week, we've got more river and park cleanup that volunteers can come help with.
Yay!
September 10th, volunteers can help at Kennedy Park. October 1st at Waterworks Park. And on November 5th, Valley Vista Park. Bags, gloves, and grabbers will be provided. And you can win prizes just by participating.
Prizes.
Yay. For cleanup. Woohoo!
Move whatever you find, you can
keep. I found the biggest barrel of toxic chemicals ever.
No, we don't have
delicious. I found a body down here.
Yeah. This guy's been dead for a while.
Oh. Thought it was one of those.
The water levels are getting pretty low everywhere.
Oh, geez. Ugh. If I found a body, I don't know. I think that would be the last time I volunteered to do anything. That would be it.
Well, maybe you can go down there and find a gold brick. You never know, right?
Correct.
All right. Let's hope for the best.
Yes.
Body.
That's my best there. Dead body. Big fan of Stand By Me.
Oh, man.
Except for leeches. Not a fan of leeches.
This is going downhill quickly.
Yeah. Keep reading, Bart. Keep going. We can get to the end.
We can get to this.
We're power just through. To be entertaining at this point, so it doesn't really matter.
Yep. Yep.
Anybody hear how the fire truck pool went?
No.
I know it was yesterday at 5 p.m. this time, yep. And not in the morning like it was last time.
The weather was much better. Much better. It was so cold yet last year.
Ooh. It was cold, but it had just stopped raining. I do remember that. But they got a good one yesterday.
I'd wanted to go, and we just got back from riding our bikes, and I was tired. I need to make dinner. And I was like, so we just ended up. I mean, honestly, if it would have been earlier in the day, we probably would have done that. Instead of riding the bikes, you would have rode the bikes down to it, and you know, instead.
Yeah.
The evening, it just didn't work out for us. I think hopefully they had a good turnout. I hope they did.
Yeah, and I know that the proceedings, they were doing a fundraiser for the firefighter memorial, so they can build a memorial. So hopefully they raised a lot of money, and we'll read about it soon.
Yeah.
And finally, the Great Falls and Craft Brews event benefiting the Riverfront YMCA is happening next weekend, September 10th at Church Square. There will be beer, wine, and food from local breweries, wineries, and restaurants, as well as live music from Frequency 90 and a silent auction. You can hear more about the event on episode 79, in which I interviewed Karen Schofield, Ryan Reedy, and Heidi Kukuza from the Riverfront YMCA.
And I know that their silent auction is also online, too. So if you still want to contribute and you don't want to go and drink or eat, you can peruse online and bid on the raffle baskets or whatever prizes they've got.
We've been multiple times in the past, and they always have really nice gift baskets that you can bid on.
Yeah. And I've won a couple gift baskets, so it's not like you'll never win. I've won a few.
The food's excellent, and there's like four or five breweries. There's a bunch of wineries. There's Angel Falls Coffee, I think, is there.
I think they were last year.
Yeah, there's a band.
Yeah.
And there's like blow up bouncy things for the kids that you can go
bounce
in.
House.
And, yeah, bounce. Oh. There's bouncy houses for the kids and
for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I mean, yeah.
They'd probably let you in.
But maybe not with the kids though. Maybe by yourself.
You just buy it. You'd have to be in there alone.
I just want to pile drive a couple kids, you know.
Okay.
Boom.
No. All right.
Oh,
boy. Oh,
no. On that, I have some good news.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So it is free book day at Shelf Life on September 17th.
Yay! Woo!
It'll be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and there'll be hundreds of books that will be free for the taking. So bring your own books and, or bring your own bags and boxes and come look for some books. They said it's a great idea if you have those like little free libraries to stock up on that. It is for individual people, so don't go and buy that and then try to resell it, obviously. But yes, it's going to be all genres, reading levels, age ranges, everything. So check it out. Get reading, people.
Fun bags times. And boxes and books, oh my. Bags and boxes and books, oh my.
Educate your brain.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
What time?
Bart's Arts. Oh, yeah, that's the best song we've done. That was good. Yeah. Keep it.
So, Summit Metro Parks is asking for amateur photography and art from children ages 6 to 17 for their inaugural kids art exhibit, which is going to be displayed at the Cyberling Nature Realm and online. They are accepting up to 2 print photos, which can be submitted, or 1 art exhibit with the theme of pollinator. Works can be submitted through November 18th. Kids who are interested can check out more information at summitmetroparks.org.
I love that.
That would be so cute.
Look
at the art show from the kids.
I wish it was for adults too, man. I like taking pictures.
I know, but the kids.
No, you can't. I can't have a bouncy house. You can't have.
Okay, that's fair.
You can register under a different name or pretend.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, it could be a ringer. Yeah.
It could. They'll come in and say, "Look at me, everybody! I beat you."
Come under this bouncy house with me.
Yeah, come in, brother.
All right. Good job, Cyberling Nature Realm.
Yes, hope you that's a great idea. Art
that's not made up by liars.
Yeah.
This weekend, the Photographs and Memories show from Kay Phelps opened up at Upfront Art Space. This is a Guess the Song photo exhibit.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been in yet, but I have to go check that out and guess what the photographs are about.
What song it's for. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Oh, Mike, we'll have to do that. You'd probably be really good at stuff like that.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll check it out. See, maybe we can have a little contest to see how many we'll all go in there and we'll see how many were guests, right? Yeah.
We can just talk to Kay and she can give us all the answers.
No, that's cheating. What are you with cheating lately? Cheater. Oh my goodness. Cheater.
Also, she's
pumpkin
the one
eater.
That took the photos. She's not going to tell you.
No. Yeah, she'll be like, guess.
She knows the answers already. She already knows that.
You get the art for free if you guess it correctly.
No, don't pay for the art. If the artist made it, pay the damn artist enough money, pay him a fair amount of money.
Steven got triggered.
Free, you should just fuck off.
Look at that artist. Very temperamental artist.
Wow, yeah.
Jeez.
Don't ask for free shit.
Nope.
It's for exposure, Steven.
But the thing is, everyone asks for free shit for artists. They all want you to do it. Oh, you're my friend. Oh, yeah. Do it for free. Oh, yeah.
No. Goodbye, sir.
2 snaps and a hey.
Two
you
punches.
Get nothing. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
I have been hearing it for quite a while.
I'm sure you have.
No,
yeah.
We acknowledge it.
It's turned into a pet peeve.
Okay. Yeah.
Finally, the Tiki Flea returns downtown to the Highbridge Glens Park on Saturday, September
24th. Yay!
Sweet.
All right. Oh, gosh.
If anyone out there listening hasn't been to this set, it's a fantastic event. All the art is super creative and super interesting. And
yeah, it's cool stuff.
Cool bands, like interesting bands you don't get to hear very often. You need to check it out.
Yeah.
And it's free. You just walk over and just look through their stuff.
All right.
Yep. Yay. Oh, my gosh, guys, we did it.
Whoa.
I actually have one more thing I didn't put in there.
Oh, okay.
All right. I want to bring up, it's sort of art related because one of the people involved is an artist, but my friends Victoria and Ken, they have a 5-year-old Chihuahua who they just discovered she has lymphoma.
Oh no, that's terrible.
So they have a GoFundMe page, and I will post it on their show notes. They're just asking for any money that can help, you know, get through the chemotherapy treatments and everything. And any money that at the end they still have left over, they're going to donate to other funds for people. It's the same issue.
Yeah, okay. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, hopefully they they get a lot of donations for their little pupper.
Yep. And you're going to post it on to our Facebook page?
Yeah, their little dog, Cassie, he's just a firecracker. Born at the same time, our friend Crystal had a Siberian Husky.
Mm-hmm.
And Albus, the Husky, is like 4 times Cassie's size.
Oh, yeah.
And yet she will pin him to the ground.
Oh, my. Yeah, Chihuahuas are all attitude, man.
Yep, they are.
They got it. They bring it.
Albus, mm-hmm. Albus Dumble Husky.
Yeah, Cassie's GoFundMe page is up there. I'll post it in the show notes. And like I said, any help for them would be great. And hopefully
she has a full recovery. Yeah.
Yeah, because as of right now, like you can with her attitude, you can't even tell she's sick. But you know.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That is all the news that I have.
Whew, we got through it. Three hours later.
Thanks for coming along on the ride. We've arrived at the station.
Yay!
Maybe not completely intact.
Junction, what's your function?
A little bruised and battered due to my Mike's romp in the bouncy house.
Yeah!
Oh, man.
Ricky the Bald Guy Steamboat.
So everyone tell us what you think. Or don't tell us what you think.
Please don't.
Probably the latter.
Not on this one.
You know what my mom always said? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Go in a bouncy house. Get your frustrations
out. Come to the bouncy house.
Make a smoothie.
Please come back. We won't be so gross next time.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to mess around. We're going to be, we'll educate.
Then it's boring and no one
wants to listen to us.
I have to agree with Steven.
We have had some episodes where we've tried stayed on target and it's okay.
It's a little boring. It's boring. Yeah. It's kind of like that one review we had about it is what was it worse than the Iowa Falls board meeting or some or council meeting or whatever they said. It was like horrific.
It's like a city council meeting.
It was horrible.
It's like watching paint dry.
Well, you know, if he keeps you stick to the script and that's all you do. You don't ad lib. It's boring. No one wants to listen to that shit.
Okay. Right. Well, we never have to worry about that, do we?
No.
No, we're not boring. We are not boring people.
Nope. Just your average everyday Cuyahoga Fallsites.
You can't. You really can't take this stuff too seriously. You do, then it becomes lame.
Oh yeah.
LeMay.
For
so
sure.
Lame, it's LeMay.
LeMay. LeMay.
LeMay. Sorry, Bart.
Sorry, Bart.
Nothing to be sorry about.
there's plenty to be sorry about.
We're just going to say goodbye and remember to go vote.
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 And goodbye.
So long.
And
love you to say goodbye.
Later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile. Later, skater. And a few caribou. Bye. Bye.
Later.
Fallscast is a production of the Falls Free Press in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Please check out the Falls Free Press at fallsfreepress.com or on social media at facebook.com/fallsfreepress. We thank you for listening to this episode, which was recorded and edited by Bart Sullivan. Please subscribe to our podcast and tell your Call to Falls friends and family so they can listen as well.
We just figured out booze clues because we're really drunk.
It has a rhythm.
But it's
a melody.
Not.
A melody.
Yeah, it has a or melody, but rhythm, it's just a no direct melody. Steal. So
it's a copyright. And we should just say, we'd like to say that this was a copyright infringement on it, but it's more interpretation. It's an interpreted dance. It's like interpretation, you know, song is. It's art. We're just, you know, we're sampling. We're not stealing. That would be what we'll say.
Because ours goes din, 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 din.